apparently Ted decided to take the rest of the day off. We don't have our technician. Sorry about that, everybody.
I don't know where that went.
But regardless, welcome to Security Guy Radio at live stream. At Black Hat 27. I know. At Black Hat 2017. What's your name, sir?
My name's Jake Coons. I'm the CISO of Risk-Based Security.
And what do you guys do?
We do a lot of things, but we're primarily data folks, right? So we track data breaches and how they occur. We also track vulnerabilities in software and what's going on in that regard.
So more like a bounty type threat hunter?
No, you know, so a lot of that's hot now, right?
Yeah.
Bug bounties and all those sorts of things. We actually just track every single time there's a vulnerability in a piece of a product so that you know about it, you know to take action, right? In fact, we just released our mid-year report. 10,000 vulnerabilities, just under 10,000 vulnerabilities in the first half of this year, 30% more than last year. So even though, see how packed it is here, and we're talking to everyone about how much we're getting better at security, we're not, right? The software that every company relies on, it's dreadful, right? So it's we're not seeing things get better, unfortunately.
So how do we consume your services if you're are you cataloging these threats for consumers or organizations and then...
Yeah, exactly. So we have sort of two ways to do it. You can go to the portal and you can sort of say, these are the vendors and products I care about, and then we'll sort of alert you when it happens. Or you can take a feed by an API and integrate it into all those other great security tools that you use. So an interesting thing is that, again, there's a lot of people out there, and even security products, they use something called CVE or NVD, right?
I was just going to ask.
You're going to heckle
me
about
that.
I was going to give them a hard time.
I'm going to show off.
So it's a great resource that's free, right? The government sort of pays for it. You know, your tax dollars pay for it. And they track a lot of the bigger vendors, those sorts of things. They don't track everything. So out of those just under 10,000 issues we tracked, there was a fair amount, just 4,000 vulnerabilities that they did not track. Now, 20% of those were what we call a CVSS score. If you've heard those severity scores, they were over a 9.
That's
so
bad.
They're severe. So a lot of tools and companies that, you know, rely on these sources from the government are free, or they're not doing their own work or getting a feed from us. They're missing out on a lot of things. And so it makes it very hard to know what to do, how to prioritize, what to fix.
Now, you must be a very highly loved company here at Black Hat. Because you're dishing the dirt on somebody who's not performing correctly. Is that a good way to say it?
It's true. It is true. And so people love us, or they maybe don't love us so much, right? Because
well, do they hire you, though, to say, listen, I want you to test my stuff. I want you to measure it. I said, here's my proposition to my clients. I want you to prove it or disprove it.
Yeah. So the folks, the organizations that rely on vendor software love us. Vendors that produce software
don't always love us,
right? But we, in other ways, you know, we have a lot of high-profile clients that are software providers that use us to make sure that their software, the third-party libraries, the open-source things they use, and we do provide these ratings. We provide these things called VTEM ratings, where we can demonstrate how long does it take a vendor to fix an issue. Because, look, there's going to be bugs in software.
Sure.
We know that.
Yeah.
But if you take a year to fix it versus get it done quickly, that's a big difference, right? So our data can also help people to really make sure that they're using the vendors that care about security. They fix things in a good amount of time.
So I'm going to say you're the cyber cop on the beat. Is that a good way to say it?
I guess that's a way to say
it's
it.
It's not compliance. It's really not cyber cop, but that's compliance. But you're checking to make sure
how
it all
about
works.
A cyber librarian almost, because you kind
of
quality control.
I like that.
Not as sexy
historian
as a
librarian.
Cop, but
we're tracking everything and we're giving you the data. So our slogan:
consumer reports.
Yes, 100%. We do 5-star crash tests, risk ratings.
Oh, interesting.
But you know, you're right. You can compare software. You can compare two products and say what's more secure, this one or that one, and put them side by side.
So I have
to
ask the question on. You mentioned security ratings. That seems to be kind of an emerging market right now, where security rating organizations are popping up, and rightfully so.
Yep.
How does risk-based security either integrate, help, or compete against those companies that are coming onto the market?
So a lot of companies that are popping up that have been doing ratings. We've been around a very long time doing this, so I like to call us the originators of data breaches. Reach tracking, the originators of all this vulnerability metadata. But there are some really good companies out there that are also doing ratings, right? So we do compete with those, but we generate our own data. We have an amazing research team. We actually do the analysis, do our own research, where a lot of these other rating vendors, they just sort of take open sources and then pull it together. We do that as well, don't get me wrong. But we also have a top-notch research team that is doing the work. So that's how we really differentiate ourselves.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Your ratings are towards software
hardware. We have two products.
Okay.
And we're finding more and more that people are using both of them. But one is sort of about vulnerabilities in software products that you may run at a data center that you have to control and run, or third-party libraries in a tool you develop, right?
Okay.
Or if you outsource to vendors and cloud providers and you do have business partners, supply chain, we do that as well with all our data breach metrics and all those sorts of
things.
And
so are you rating the vendors?
Yes.
Okay, so you are competing with the guys that are popping up on the market, and you know who you are.
Yes, you know who you are. You know who you are. Right, without a doubt. And it's you either love or you hate ratings, right? There's a lot of people in the industry that love it. It makes it better to triage who to work with and those sorts of things. Some people can't stand it. They think the ratings are wrong or there's some sort of voodoo going on. And I would say, you know what? One of the great things about us is if you don't like our ratings, no worries. We'll give you our raw data and you can create better ratings. But the fact is we need data to make better decisions.
But there's so much data. How do you validate what is what you would consider a false positive that would equate into someone getting a higher or lower rating or a product getting a higher or lower rating? How do y'all validate that?
Without a doubt. And there's some of it can easily be validated and some that's trickier at scale, right? When you're trying to assess and get ratings for the whole internet, it's harder than being individuals. And so for us, what we do is when our clients care about certain organizations, we take a deeper dive and a deeper look for them. Or again, we provide the raw data so they can see. It's not a black box, here's your score and just trust us. It's here's the score to help you. But if you want to dive in further to the data, we're more than happy to do that.
What keeps you awake at night? What do you worry about?
I still, to be quite honest, it's the software that the whole internet relies on and everyone that relies on. And you know, all these ratings and stuff are great about organizations, but we all run software somewhere and it's very vulnerable and it's not getting better. And so, you know, we have to put pressure on vendors to ship software secure by default. Right, I want them to respond well, and you know, bug bounties are neat and all that, but why are we having bug bounties to begin with? The software should be coming out secure as possible.
They've got to compete. They've got to get to market sooner.
And that goes back to we interviewed a gentleman earlier that put together a conference. He wasn't here to plug a technology. He was plugging his conference called Hardware.io. And they are basing their conferences out of the Netherlands, but it's specifically for software and OEM companies and organizations to get together to promote that awareness, to improve that out-of-the-box experience and hardening of the products.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And you know what? A lot of software is using third-party libraries, right? So they're all of this software, whether it's IoT or this or that, they're using the same library across so much. So we start to get in this concept of systemic risk, aggregation, where one vulnerability can have a wide impact across. And
now, Jake, every show I end it by my feeling of feeling safer or less safe. I feel less safe.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a knock against
but it's
you.
Not your fault.
But if you got
not
data from us, you can feel more safe.
No, if I got the data, but you're just finding it. I got to worry about all these guys making software that doesn't work. So, but thanks for making me aware. I mean, are you more aware now about this?
I'm very more aware.
And I'm like, oh my God, and I'm sweating and worrying about it. But thanks for coming on Security Guy
Radio. I appreciate it.
At Black Hat 2017.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And it's riskbasedsecurity.com.
Thank you. And check out the two reports that came out. It's some great information.
Oh, this is a this is a new one for me. I'm really fascinated by this.
There we go.
Excellent interview. Thanks again.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.